Fear not that which is after death. Christ made some very bold statements throughout his ministry. Do not fear life, and do not fear death, were both staggering statements. Oh, but perhaps the boldest statement of all was, fear not that which is after death. All three statements are addressed to the believer, the one that is in Christ. Both life and death are difficult, without the revelation from God. Both living and dying are dark, without a knowledge of the Lord. Oh yes, life and living, death and dying are terrifying, if we don't know Jesus. But what hopeless pitch blackness lies beyond the icicled fingers of death? If the scriptures are not the word of truth, then we too are in deep blackness. But his word is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. His word is to be trusted. The Bible is our guide regarding what is to happen in this life and the life to come. But the word contains truths that must chill the heart of the unsaved sinner. For it tells of a world of tribulation, judgment, and retribution. It tells of a day when all men must stand before the judgment seat of Christ, a day when God will judge the secrets of man's heart, the works of man's hands, a day when every man shall receive according to that which is done in the body, whether good or evil. The world is full of dread and terror. And yet the Lord, knowing this, can say, fear not that which is after death. How can he say this? And what is in store for those that love and trust him? It is because he can say with authority and grace, I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive for evermore, and I have the keys of death and hell. The knowledge of the living Lord alters everything for the one that is in Christ. The believer does not go through life alone, however disappointing and difficult. The believer does not have to face dying alone, however painful and lonely. The believer does not have to emerge into the eternal world alone. He tells his own to fear not. I will be with you, even to the very end of the ages. And he informs us, I go to prepare a place for you among the many mansions of the Father. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will return for you. And I will take you to be with me in the heavenly Jerusalem. Eternal life throughout the ages that are to come is a free gift, bestowed freely on all that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Eternal life is entered into at the point of believing on him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Saved in life, saved from death, and saved from that which is beyond the grave. Eternal life is all of him and none of me. Only believe. But he also offers an inherited life that is connected with his coming kingdom. Inherited life, kingdom life, life for the age, his millennial rule. We must not be like Esau, who despised his birthright and sold his birthright. For in so doing, he lost the inheritance that could have been his. And don't be like the believing Jewish leaders 2,000 years ago, who only looked for an earthly kingdom and had to hear the stark words of Jesus, saying the kingdom of the heavens that's the heavenly part of the inheritance, will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. That's the portion given to the church. We must be like Abraham, the man of faith, who looked forward to his inheritance. Abraham looked forward to the coming kingdom, the heavenly portion. For Abraham looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Oh yes, he also offers an inherited life to those that believe. Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. Yes, eternal life is a free gift to the lost sinner, a gift that depends on Christ's work carried out by him alone by faith. Eternal life includes inheritance and rewards for his saved children, an inheritance to be won or forfeited, an inheritance that depends on works carried out through Christ in us. Such is the message of comfort to all that are his own blood-bought children. Such is the message to those that are soon to become his adoptive first-born sons. We need fear nothing in life, in death or beyond death, as long as we are his own. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, can ever separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So fear not that which is after death.